Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn here. Today is Thursday, March 25th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday. You're on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Your local news, Polk County Sheriff's Office detectives are investigating two incidents of a scam where elderly victims were tricked into believing their family members were arrested and needed money to bond out. On March 13, 2021, an 85-year-old woman reported to the Polk County Sheriff's Office that she received a phone call from someone claiming to be her son and advising that he had been involved in a traffic crash and was being arrested. He further told the victim she needed to contact his lawyer, Walter Bennett. The second incident occurred on March 23rd with the out-of-state daughter of an 83-year-old Winter Haven woman reported to the Polk County Sheriff's Office that she believed her mother was the victim of a scam. The daughter is the executor of her mother's finances, and her mother's bank had contacted her out of concern when her mother drew $15,000 from the bank account and then another $15,000 the following day. During the investigation, detectives learned that the elderly victim was contacted by a scammer claiming to be her grandson's attorney. The scammer told the victim her grandson had been arrested and needed money in order to be released. Both investigations are still ongoing and no suspects have been identified. And FSC will award three $1,200 scholarships again this year. Students must be a political science, public administration, business administration, or journalism mass communications major who have completed 2 years of junior college or undergraduate work. Students must be enrolled as a full-time student in a Florida senior college or university. No postgraduate or second degree students are eligible. The completed scholarship application, a resume, and two letters of recommendation must be submitted to the Supervisor of Elections office, in which the applicant is registered to vote, by tomorrow, March 26th. You may pick up a copy of the scholarship guidelines at either the Hardy County Supervisor of Elections office, South Florida State College Wauchula campus, or Hardy Senior High School. Your local events, there will be an art exhibition presented by Dora Cardoza on Saturday, April 3rd from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Wauchula Train Depot. Entry is $5 and all proceeds will benefit One More Child. There will be explicit paintings. Your jobs here in the area, York & Associates is looking for a commercial loan documentation officer. A high school diploma or GED is preferred. Innovar Structures is looking for a construction drywall finisher. A driver's license and 2 years of drywall experience are preferred. And Expressly For You is looking for an assistant manager, a high school diploma or GED, and 1 year of supervising and customer service experience are preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home and reduce the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, at gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me.
I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 83 degrees out, feels like 89, partly sunny, no predicted chance of rain. The air quality is fair, maximum UV index is 8, very high. Winds south-southeast at 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 18. Humidity is humid, 56%. The dew point is 66, cloud cover 41%. Visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling all the way up at 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:25 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Boaters, if you're thinking about heading out today, the lakes might be crowded, so make sure to use caution on your area lakes. This afternoon, partly cloudy, highs in the lower 90s, south winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, patchy fog toward morning. Lows in the mid-60s, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Friday, patchy fog early in the morning, partly cloudy, highs in the lower 90s, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And Friday night, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s, southwest winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A recent survey indicates most farmers are tuning into a trusted source to stay informed and gather information, the radio. According to agrimarketing.com, the just-released survey by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting shows that 71% of farmers listen to farm radio at a rate of 4.7 days per week on average. The NAFB research shows 82% of that radio listening happens while driving a pickup and 64% while operating farm equipment. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack stressed the need for structural changes to the U.S. food distribution system in order to tackle hunger, strengthen equity, and increase access to school meals at the National Anti-Hunger Policy Conference. Agriculture.com reports Vilsack drew attention to the twin crisis of food insecurity and nutrition insecurity, citing striking levels of childhood and adult obesity, along with the 40% of Americans suffering from more than two chronic illnesses, many stemming from poor diets. Japan will increase tariffs on U.S. beef temporarily in an effort to slow import volumes. Drovers.com reports currently set at 25.8%. The tariff rose to 38.5% last Thursday and will stay in effect until April 16th, according to the USDA's Foreign Ag Service. As part of the 2019 trade pact with the U.S., Japan is allowed to raise tariffs if beef imports reach 242,000 metric tons for the fiscal year, which it has done.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture, one of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. This coming Monday, March 29th, we'll conclude the University of Georgia's Virtual Marketing Series. This course is taught by marketing professionals from the UGA Small Business Development Center and will be presented through an agricultural lens to keep the material relatable. With so many producers changing their business structure to include direct-to-consumer strategies, this series should help them succeed with this audience. Here is Brooklyn Wassel, a University of Georgia Extension agent in Pike County, on the purpose of the series.
The idea behind the series was to connect resources that are already available through UGA Extension and the Small Business Development Center with agricultural producers, because that connection's just not always made, especially with the Small Business Development Center.
For anyone interested in joining, all you have to do is email Brooklyn or go to the UGA Extension website.
So the series is completely free, and I should have stressed that from the beginning, but we do need everyone to register in order to receive the Zoom link. Anyone that's interested can email me to get that registration link, or you can go to the University of Georgia Extension Pike County Facebook page.
The series has covered a wide range of topics, from reaching consumers online, getting your story online, and how to build customer loyalty. The final session this Monday will be geared towards putting it all together. Join the panel for a discussion with ag producers who have implemented successful marketing strategies.
The best value in pasture hornfly control just got better. Altacet IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where hornflies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacet IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacet IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit altacetigr.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street opened in the red this morning while global shares were mixed. Paris and Frankfurt declined while Tokyo's Nikkei 225 index gained 1.1%, and oil prices fell back after surging 6% yesterday. The number of Americans filing first-time unemployment claims dropped sharply last week to 684,000, the fewest since the pandemic struck 1 year ago. The Labor Department reports jobless claims fell 97,000 from the week before. Still, a total of 18.9 million people are continuing to collect jobless benefits. The economy grew at an annual rate of 4.3% in the final 3 months of 2020, a bit faster than previously estimated. Recovery expectations for 2021 are rising along with vaccinations and with the additional $2 trillion in government spending. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The NBA leading Utah Jazz had a big statement win last night, routing Brooklyn 118-88. The Nets had won 6 of 7 since the All-Star break and 16 of 18 overall, but were playing without James Harden, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Durant. Brooklyn coach Steve Nash says the trio were missed.
You lose the, you know, that super talent out there that puts pressure on the defense. We're going to have to play a slightly different way.
Milwaukee with a 121-119 win over Boston has moved percentage points ahead of the Nets into second place in the Eastern Conference. Bucks forward Chris Middleton, who had a team-high 27 points and a 121-119 win over Boston, says he was aware the Celtics were clawing back from a 25-point deficit.
That was still a good win. Even though we gave up a huge lead, we have to definitely look at the film and see where we need to get better.
Kawhi Leonard had 25 points as the LA Clippers beat San Antonio 134-101. It was Toronto 135, Denver 111. The Raptors' nine-game losing streak is over. This is SRN Sports. Kristaps Porzingis furnished 29 points in Dallas's 128-108 win over Minnesota. Phoenix second in the West fell to Orlando 112-111. It was Indiana 116, Detroit 111, Memphis 116, Oklahoma City 107, Cleveland 103, Chicago 94, Charlotte 122, Houston 97, Sacramento 110, Atlanta 108. In the NHL, Minnesota won for the seventh time in 9 games, 3-2 over Anaheim. Wild defenseman Jared Spurgeon, who scored twice, says his 2 goals were the product of great play by fellow blue liner Ryan Suter.
I didn't really have to do much today. Suter just banked them off my stick and they went in. But as a group, I think every night there's going to be someone different. And I think we got to come out better tomorrow.
The Wild are within 4 points of the West Division lead. Ottawa defeated Calgary 3-1. It was Pittsburgh 5-2 over Buffalo, Winnipeg 5, Vancouver 1, and San Jose doubled up Los Angeles 4-2. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wachula. Your quote for the day: I love how in horror movies the person will ask, "Is anyone there?" as if the killer would say, "Oh yeah, I'm in the kitchen. You want a sandwich?" Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.